Hi, this is Miss Bounce.
And this is Sega.
And you're listening to Love, Sexy Gaming, the podcast.
Great. Got some interesting news for you as far as some more academic, epidemic type of scenarios right now. Right now, it's like, it's growing and it's continuously growing. There's been more shutdowns, lockdowns, and restriction on tolls as the virus tolls, death tolls grow, that is.
Yeah, so as of right now, we have a death toll of 105 in America. And a total of, 5,700 cases. New York mayor says it will undoubtedly top 1,000 coronavirus cases.
That's how far it was to find it.
So,
we're gonna know everything
about. It's getting there, guys. You know, and I think what they mean by changing life as we know it is basically a lot of people are starting to do work from homes. A lot of kids are starting to do homeschooling. They're, you know, stopping a lot of flights, stopping a lot of tourism and leaving. As far as lockdowns, as long as far back as maybe Monday, San Francisco has been on a citywide lockdown. So, it's getting there, guys. And I think it's more just scary that no one has a hold on it. No one has any idea where it comes from, how it infects a person. There's really no symptoms to the infection until maybe over a month later. Is when people really start to actually, really people start to actually get sick. It's a total of 37 days. So for 37 days, like, who can recall what they've done, who they touched, who they talked to for back 37 days? So I think all the precautions that people are taking, you know, cleaning their home, keeping their home clean, not inviting friends over, not really trying to go outside a whole lot, is all to keep as many people from getting infected as possible. So I understand the caution. I really get it. But what I will say is, guys, when you go out shopping, do not hoard a whole aisle, okay? Don't do that. Like, understand the cause for concern. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like as a nation, I've seen countless videos and countless articles about us buying what I consider to be the wrong items. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting some tissue, but baby, you need to get soap, you need to get cleaning supplies, you need to get vitamins for everyone in your home, you need to get stuff like that to keep you guys, to boost your immune system. You need to get vegetables in your fridge, you need to get fruits, stuff like that, to help keep your immune system alive and well, because you can get all tissue in the world, but if you're not taking care of yourself, eating right and doing the stuff you need to do to boost your immune system, because that's exactly what it's attacking. It's attacking your respiratory and your immune system. So you need to make sure you have stuff to boost both of those. There's not many items that boost your respiratory system. I will say, if you have someone in your family that's a heavy or an avid smoker, don't buy them cigarettes. You know what I mean? Try to keep... I know withdrawal is a really bad thing, but right now, this coronavirus is going on for anybody who even has a hindrance in their respiratory system. For example, my brother.
What?
For example, my brother has asthma. If he does not have his medicine, there's going to be a problem. With the coronavirus the way it is, you need to make sure elderly people are straight. Like we said, check on your grandma, your grandpas, if they're not in retirement homes and stuff like that. Go check on them. Make sure they're good. Make sure they have enough food. Make sure they have enough soap. Make sure they have enough water. Make sure they have all these things, because these things are going to be helpful to them. Make sure they have vitamins. Like, they're attacking anybody who has a weaker immune system, a weaker respiratory system. So that means babies. That means elderly people. That means people who have, who already have existing respiratory issues. These are people you need to keep your eye on. So if you have a friend who has severe asthma, make sure they have their inhaler. Make sure they have everything they need to keep the air open. People who live at home with their families and are working from home, make sure you have either an air diffuser or something to keep the air clean in the house. There's incense, there's sage burning, there's also essential oils. If you get essential oils like eucalyptus, tea tree oil, and many, many others, lavender, and you just put a whole bunch of, even if you don't have a diffuser, if you have a humidifier, which I highly believe a lot of people have, you can use a humidifier as a diffuser. All you have to do is put a whole bunch of, at least 25 drops of some type of essential oil into the water and just let it do its thing. That helps clear out the air of any dust particles, any particles that could harm you. Speaking of, I actually have to go get essential oils today.
Okay, Karen.
Shut up. But I think right now we need to put all of our practices into play. I mean, I know we usually, you know, we're always hounding each other for what we do, you know, black people with, you know, incense and ginger ale and Karens and white people with essential oils and, you know, Hispanic people with vapor, Vicks Vapor Rub. We need to put a lot of those things together, a lot of those practices together, because right now is not the time to be divided and tease people about what they use or what they do. Like, if it helps, it helps at the end of the day. This is really all it is. If it helps, it helps. It's that simple. If you need to go get essential oils from Karen, you better call Karen or you better text her on Facebook and be like, how much you selling these essential oils for? You know what I mean? Like, if the bodega is selling a surplus of Vicks Vapor Rub, you better go to the bodega and get some Vicks Vapor Rub. You know what I'm saying? If you got that little Jamaican store on your street or in your local mall, whatever it may be, you better walk on in there, get yourself some sage, and get yourself some incense and complain. Go to your local Muslim, pick up some incense. Do anything you need to do to make sure that your house is a safe zone, because clearly outside isn't.
Honestly, pick up some medical supplies. Just don't pick up a bunch of fucking toilet paper and stuff like that.
Yeah,
people have been skipping out on a whole bunch of...
Yeah, make sure you have medical-grade alcohol, whether it's 70% or higher. Have alcohol, you know? Have stuff that helps. Make sure you have... for any minor cuts or bruises, because look, kids are going to be rough, and if you have young children and they can't go outside, where are they going to play? Inside. Which means you're more susceptible to getting cuts and open wounds. So make sure you have everything you need. Peroxide, witch hazel, antiseptic spray and or cream, and bandages. Make sure you have all that stuff. Make sure you have some form of health insurance, please. Young people between the ages of 20 and 26 or a little bit older, make sure you have health insurance. A lot of us in that age group are just now getting off of our parents' insurance, and we don't proceed to make sure we have insurance for ourselves. Don't know why we do it. Don't ask me why. But we need to make sure we have health insurance for this reason, okay? Because at the end of the day, the hospital can't turn you away, but I promise you what's going to happen is they're going to prioritize people who have health insurance over people who don't. It's just that simple. They've been doing it already, but in this situation, it's going to be more blatant. If you have health insurance, you're going to be seen. If you don't have health insurance, you're still going to be seen, but they won't rush to do it. So make sure you have health insurance for yourself. Even if that means you have to go through welfare, get Medicaid, shit. Don't nobody give a fuck. It's not about what people think about you or, oh, that person, you should give a shit, bro. You need to go get yourself some health insurance. It's that simple. Whether it's through your job, whether it's through Medicaid, I don't know. You need to get something from somewhere. Okay, be careful. You know, don't rush to the emergency room. Don't go to MedExpress with any symptoms. I would go to your personal care provider, your PCP, your personal doctor, and talk to them about the situation. Because what's going to happen is, not only are you making it worse for people who may be in an emergency room already, you might be even making it worse for yourself if you go to the emergency room. Have you ever been to an emergency waiting room? There's like 50 plus people in there that's sick, sneezing, coughing, itching, crying, scratching, bleeding. It's crazy. So don't rush to the emergency room and don't go to MedExpress. They're almost exactly the same. Just a smaller version of an ER.
You know, the virus is getting bad when it's fucking with your residual income. And like all the stocks, oh, they're crumbling. My stocks are ruined.
Also, guys, for anybody who may be doing like a waitress job or stuff or something where you can't turn it into online revenue, you might want to start looking up some work from home jobs, freelancing, transcripting, anything that you could do on a laptop in your house. Because at the end of the day, a lot of places are getting closed. A lot of places are closing due to the epidemic. A lot of places are shutting down. A lot of places are not trying to be the source of infection, so they're closing everything down. Walmart was known for being open, probably being one of the latest open grocery stores in America. It's now closing at 9 p.m.
You know what's crazy? They got armed guards up there now.
Oh, yeah, and they have armed guards. So if you sneeze, you might get shot. Guys, this is getting...
Hit you with the pop-up!
And yeah, we joke, but this is a serious thing, guys. Like, I think we need to take it as serious as it is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little, jokes here and there, but it definitely needs to be taken serious because there's a lot of people that are in danger. And just because, you know, I'm healthy, it doesn't really take you out of the running to catch this disease, to be quite honest. It doesn't. You know, there's a lot of people that you would think are very healthy that have died from the coronavirus, whether it was a person maybe that was close to you or a friend you knew or whatever. Or someone in your town.
Yeah, airlines are going down right now. Court days, like, you got something to do. Like, I was playing with a guy last night on Neo 2 on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's happy and mad because they pushed his court date back. They postponed his court date until further notice because of the coronavirus.
Yeah. So anybody who's trying to immigrate, not today.
But anyone, like, you got a hearing coming up that's letting you know if you're going to jail, you got to pay a fine or anything like that.
Should that happen?
Yeah, it's
you're
over.
Not doing it.
Shoosh. Sheesh. UK Prime Minister announced a decision to on schools, like, shutting those down. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. There was a blood shortage.
Yeah. So
I'm not even gonna go ahead and say just try to share your blood, but
No. Do not try to share your blood.
Why?
It's saying the U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams has called on healthy Americans to donate blood because there is definitely a shortage of blood. And let's be real, we all know the fuck why.
Vampires.
Not even vampires. The fucking coronavirus. Don't nobody want to do. You gotta think about it. Even people who maybe need a blood transfusion know about the coronavirus. And you think they'll be more willing to take somebody's blood?
It's still some type of clinic. They would be willing to, but if you're sick in any way, if you show any cold or flu symptoms,
they're not taking your blood. They're not taking it. People think, if you have an STD. No. When they say healthy, they mean healthy. That means you can't be sneezing. You can't have an itchy nose, nigga. You can't have a bad knee. You cannot have any issues wrong with you if you're willing to donate blood in this day and age because there's too much shit going around for you to be like, I'm cool to donate blood, and then you fuck around and give somebody who already has a whole lot of shit going on with them, and then you donate blood and give them extra shit to deal with. So, Yeah. It's definitely an interesting time. And I think the best thing to do right now is to pretty much just band together as a people. And I know there's a lot of times where people have said that before. Oh, let's band together as one. But in all seriousness, though, like, the beauty about America and the destruction of America is that we are different. We're different in all aspects of the word. But that's what makes us a beautiful people. So
Nigeria is banned injuries for 13 countries due to the coronavirus. So a lockdown definitely
in Nigeria
is necessary. Yeah. I want to say it's definitely necessary.
Surgeon General pretty much is saying we need to take it serious. We should be acting as if we have the virus. So, and that means basically cleaning up, making sure shit's clean. And there's a lot of people that are freaking out. The West Virginia senator, we have no testing, we're not prepared. And that's true. There's no test right now to really determine whether you have the coronavirus or not.
Well, how can you be prepared for something we never dealt for?
Exactly. China has sent 100,000 coronavirus testing kits to the Philippines. Well, we can get some from fucking China. They seem to have a test kit. Coronavirus hit cruise ship docks in Cuban port.
Damn. No more tequila for them.
Coronavirus impacting education for more than 849 million children around the world.
Yikes. It's time to go back to the days of, what's that old pen and paper teaching at home?
Yeah. Global coronavirus deaths top 8,000 cases, reached 200,000, John Hopkins reports. That's the hospital. It's a world-renowned hospital. Here are the tolls.
Worst affected countries by death, according to John Hopkins.
China, Hubei, I'm assuming that's a city in China, topping the charts with over 3,120 deaths, exactly 3,122 deaths. Italy hitting number two with 2,503 deaths. Iran with 988. Spain with 558. France.
France doesn't have any? What?
Doesn't say it has any deaths.
Bullshit.
South Korea has 84 deaths. UK has 71 deaths. US has 55 deaths. Netherlands have 43. Daddy. And Japan have 29.
Ooh. Now the cases are exponentially high.
Different. Again, China is at the top with a total of 81,102 open cases of the coronavirus. Italy is number two following with a strong 31,506 open cases. Iran is number three on the chart, topping with 16,169 open cases. Spain with 13,716 open cases. I'm assuming that's Germany, with 9,877. South Korea with 8,413. France with 7,696. None of the people have died, by the way, but they're all sick with the coronavirus. The United States, 6,496 total open cases. Switzerland with a total of 2,700. cases, and the UK with 1,960 open cases.
Jeez. Iran coronavirus deaths top 1,000.
Bring the country's total death toll to 1,135 deaths in Iran.
That's some crazy stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now as far as this virus.
Yeah.
Japan
and IOC determined to hold 2020 Olympics despite growing the dissent among leading athletes.
You gotta keep them healthy. You know, gotta contain it until something better happens.
Oh, shit. Anybody who loves music festivals, the Glastonbury 2020 Music Festival has been canceled as of 2 hours ago.
So you bought a ticket. Good luck to you. Well,
it looks like the UK is getting prepared for panic and pandemonium as they run out of hand sanitizer.
So how do you make hand sanitizer? You just take a spit and you rub it really fast together on your hands, and that's how you get rid of the corona. When I'm playing. Some idiot ever does that shit, we need Jesus.
All right, we're gonna flip better
the,
note.
Yeah, well, let's flip the script on this from all you Karens out there and your essential oils. We got some games that's coming out. One of them is coming out this week, and I don't know if I'm buying it or not. I already bought Neo. You can't go ahead and just keep buying games, not unless you're fucking Scrooge McDuck or fucking Daddy Warbucks or something. But there is Doom Eternal that's coming out soon. Final Fantasy VII, the remake, which honestly better just come out other than do and postpone. That's the fuck that's how it's been happening. Cyberpunk 2077, that's a good one. The DLC for Sword and Shield comes out in June. The Last of Us Part 2 comes out in May 29th of this year. Resident Evil 3 comes out on April 3rd for those who are very passionate about zombie killings with a very interesting story on how somebody wants to just fuck up the world and just keep fucking it up until there's nothing left to fuck up left. The Ghost Tsushima, that comes out in June 26th. That's definitely one I'm trying to pick up. Halo Infinite.
Coming out in the fourth quarter of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Animal Crossing New Horizons coming in a couple days, March 20th, 2020. And yeah, Baldur's today. Gate 3 does not have an unknown release date.
That's Baldur's Gate.
I know what I said.
Okay. Some good game reviews. Now, this is what I expect. But I also didn't expect for Neo 2 to be a prequel or a sequel to Neo 1. I was wondering, like, huh, so how is this taking place? Where is this taking place? Because I didn't look up a review for this game. Because if I'm going to go as far as to determine a review, if I'm going to, you know, play a game, what's the point of even buying the game? You might as well just stick to the people who play it on Twitch and Facebook gaming and shit like that. If somebody's that scared and adamant of trying to have fun, I'm just watch somebody else have fun.
No.
Because that makes fucking sense. But, Neo 2 got an 8. It got great.
Sure. Looks like Mind Siege is pretty fair. Looks like maybe they're saying probably a solid game. A little bit of tweaking, but they gave it a 6. Ori and the Will of the Wisp got an 8. It's a pretty great game. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue, Team DX. Has also an 8 for a very great game.
It was crazy. There was another, I forgot who it was or whatever the hell it was, but it's gotten a 6 somewhere else.
Mm. Grand Blue Fantasy Versus has a 7 for a good game, so pretty solid game. Maybe not the greatest thing you've ever seen, but it's a solid game. Dota Underlords is a superb game.
I never
heard. Never heard of it, but it has a 9.
No, I just never played Dota. I'm not one of those type of people.
Wolsen, Lords of Mayhem, it has a 4 with a poor rating.
Really?
Oh, wow. And Bloodroots has an 8 for a solid game.
And I'm more confused on how Animal Crossing already has reviews and it's not even out yet. But also, Doom Eternal is having reviews and it's not even out yet.
I think they're basing it off the preview, though.
I think somebody just, like, whoever had, like, that little bit of early access and all that happy jazz. Did you beat the game? No. How are you writing a review on it? Oh, I just had to play through, like, at least 2 or 3 levels, and that's my thing at it. I don't even know how I activated that, but, you know, that's whatever. Things that I want to hear is definitely the news and specs on the PS5, and it's coming to a live stream today. Oh,
at 6:49 a.m. Pacific time.
Guess what time I'm taking my lunch break? Yeah, man, check it out. Tune in. go ahead and figure out what's going on with the PS5 since it's just PlayStation 5. Oh my God.
They haven't showed the specs, so this is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely probably tune back in to give you the updated information regarding what it looks like, the specs, different about the game, all that stuff. Not the game, what's different about the console, any improvements or just stuff they kept the same. Again, and maybe we have a new look. You never know. So
pretty sure we do.
So we'll see what's going on, and that'll definitely determine whether it's worthy of being purchased.
Don't worry, we're gonna have the bezel-less PlayStation 5 with Retina display and shit talking connectivity. Mm.
So we'll see. I mean, I personally don't think they should change the.
Nope,
that says 12 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah. It's 10. Relax. So, you know, guys, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't think, like I said, I don't think this is going to be the end of anything. But I will say, I think it definitely puts things into perspective. For a lot of people regarding, you know, what they value. And clearly a lot of us value non-dirty butt cheeks.
Yep. My toilet paper! Oh, God, my toilet paper! Mm-hmm. What would I do about my clean butt cheeks?
But, that was also a joke. I'm not being serious. Well, kind of. It's sort of, kind of. A joke and not a joke.
It's interesting.
But I will say, you know, guys, just take care of yourselves. Take care of your loved ones if they can't do it themselves. And, you know, help out people. Like, you know what I mean? This is definitely a very interesting situation. A situation that calls on us to band together. Definitely help your fellow neighbor if you can. Because if we let this scare us into being, you know, reclusive and violent and discriminatory towards people,
yeah, it's a different time nowadays.
So I'm not saying be all in your friend's face, but I'm just saying help them if you can. You know, if you have a friend maybe on the phone talking about they. And having a hard time finding some tissue when you have a surplus of tissue at your house, leave some tissue on the porch or something. Like, just do stuff that you would want someone to do for you if you were in a situation that you needed help with. Help them.
Being a better person does make you a better person. Make sure you do the right thing. And don't expect nothing back for doing something good.
Yeah, because
then you become a bad person.
Don't make the situation more problematic than it already is. Also, to anyone who feels the need to be violent towards a group of people who are culturally different, and I'm saying this to a group of people, a video I watched a couple years ago, where it was a group of people that jumped a old elderly Asian man.
I'm pretty sure whoever was in that video
went to jail. I'm pretty sure, you know, justice will be served. But for anyone who thinks that that's okay, shame on you. Shame on them. Shame on them. You know, I'm pretty sure that's not how their parents raised them. And I'm pretty sure they just embarrassed their families. And the fact that they had the audacity to think that shit was okay. It's not. And we should have definitely known better to not to do that, because honestly there were viruses that were targeted towards us as a people that had nothing to do with us. You know what I mean? Yes, we were from that culture, but Ebola had nothing to do with us, to be quite honest. So I really don't think it's fair that they did that. I really don't think it's okay, and I think it's a problem. That needs to be nipped in the bud yesterday. We cannot do that to people. We cannot attack people sheerly off of how they look, because we're no better than the people who did that to us and the people who continue to do it to us today. You're not much better than them if you're going and attacking people of the Asian diaspora or the Asian culture based off of some misinformation. Yes, we from based off the news and many other outlets, the coronavirus outbreak did officially start in Asia. That is true. But that does not mean that every Asian has the coronavirus. And it also doesn't mean that if you see an Asian, you get to hit them on sight. That is not okay. That is very problematic. And it's just not cool. So my heart goes out to the elderly man in the video and his family. I hope he's okay. And shame on those who participated in that action. Shame on those who stood by and just recorded it. Shame on those who laughed and said, oh, we hate Asians. Like, none of that's okay. Yes, a lot of us have had some rocky interactions with people who are Asian, but that still doesn't give you the right to treat someone like that. It's not okay.
I think that's just propaganda. Oh, like, people just say stuff just because they're a part of the group. They necessarily have no idea, if not paying attention to anything that they're saying to begin with, not realizing the severe consequences that come with what, and nor does people even give a fuck to begin with. So just because you're a part of the group who beat up an Asian, you didn't do it because I'm assuming nobody actually hated Asians. Nobody has a reason to hate Asians. They just did it out of spite, but that's just that.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Asian people are innocent, because there have been some instances where Asians have wrongly accused us of doing something that was mean or rude. And there's, if you look back far enough, there's been some times where Asians have hurt us or hurt people.
Oh yeah, we can't forget, you know, about what's going on.
We can't forget about, not even that. There's something as recent as the early 90s where a young girl was shot by an Asian store owner because she thought she was selling orange juice, and the girl actually went to hand her a dollar for the juice. And she still pulled out a gun and shot her. So, yeah, there's stuff that maybe they've done that's not the greatest, but that still does not give you the right to go and just randomly attack an elderly person out the blue for no reason. There was no warranted reason behind why he was attacked. Not one. So, it's not cool. It's not cool. It's not. We need to do better. We really do. Like, if we want people to respect us, then we need to respect ourselves enough. And we definitely need to learn to hold each other accountable for our actions. And yes, if no one isn't aware, I am talking to specifically the Black community. But this also is a message for a lot of other communities. You need to hold yourself and your community accountable for the actions that your community has done. Period. It's that simple. That goes for Asian people. That goes for white people. That goes for Hispanic people. Hold your fellow person in your culture accountable for the shit that they do that is wrong. Because if we don't, we're always going to be in a situation where we're quick to blame somebody else. Right? Sure, there's some shit that a lot of people have done to the Black community that's just beyond fucked up. And it's going to take a while for shit to heal. But in the same token, we need to be able to be like, all right, at the end of the day, that was wrong. Right? That was not cool. You can't go and rob banks. You can't go and beat on people. You can't go and do this, that, and the third. I watched another video before that video where there was a dude in the street just beating the shit out of a woman. No warranted reason behind it whatsoever. Just beating the dog shit out of a lady for no, like, not even like smacking her, like dead on, punching her dead straight in her shit, kicking her out, stomping her like a grown ass man, and then proceeded to tell the police officers that he attacked her, or not, no, she attacked him. But then the problem goes around, and then here's the thing: there's at least 10 people around that's watching this whole thing go down. And not women. These are grown-ass men that are stopping and watching this other grown-ass men beat on a woman for no warranted reason. In the video, she didn't have a weapon. I can't say if they got into an argument or not, but I don't think an argument could warrant the damage that that man did to her face. At some point, ladies and gentlemen, we have to step up as a community. And that just showed how bad the community has gotten, that even kids are standing there laughing at a situation that's been normalized in the community. Now, I'm not saying that, oh, you can't hit her. Oh, if she got a gun, don't hit her. No, I'm not saying that. If somebody's threatening your life, do what you got to do to protect yourself. But in that situation, that was beyond uncalled for. A grown man cannot take a female onto the street and curb stomp her and think it's okay. But that's what the fuck we're doing. That's what the fuck we're teaching people. Teaching these young boys that, if she hits you, you gotta punch her in her shit. No, bro. That's not what the fuck we're doing. Now, again, there are some, situations where if shit's dire and you feel like you are in danger, do what you gotta do. I haven't seen a situation. I can't say that they don't happen, but I can't say I haven't seen one like that. But I won't sit here and say they don't happen, because there is some, abuse that women give to men. That's true. There are men that do get physically, mentally, and verbally abused by women. That's 100% true. It may not be talked about and highlighted as much, but it definitely does happen. But we need to learn that there's some stuff that you cannot look past and be like, oh, well, guys, get this. Nah, bro. Your responsibility was not just to stand there and watch her get beat on like that. Even if maybe you didn't jump into the fight, even if you would have called the police and said, hey, there's a fight going on between a man and a woman on this street in broad fucking daylight. Somebody needs to come break it up. And if you didn't want to be a superhero, go over there, and you didn't even need to punch a dude in the face, but at least break it the fuck up. Like, what the fuck is you doing? What are you doing? Talk some sense into him. What in the hell are you doing that... What in the hell did she do that would have caused your grown ass to beat her the fuck down as if she was another grown ass man? I need you to explain, because that don't make sense to me. You have any input?
You've been talking the whole time. You talking over me, taking the whole thing?
Go ahead.
I was waiting for my window to talk. You keep taking it.
Go.
Oh, jeez. Man, it's all messed up. Messed up world today. I ain't gonna tell nobody to go ahead and do the essential oil thing. I don't believe in that dumb shit. Yeah.
You didn't listen to anything I just talked about.
Yes, I have been. Mm-hmm. So, the whole beating up the Asians thing, yes, that's wrong. Being a better community, yes, that's correct. Oh, I'm sorry. That is also correct. That's it. I don't really got nothing else to say on it. You got anything left for the whole? Betterment of the whole?
Men of the whole.
Betterment of the whole? Anything left to say for the betterment of the whole? Talk about me not listening.
Basically, just help each other and make sure we're holding each other accountable. Like, I mean, those are the highlight videos I've seen in the past week, and I think they definitely need to be spoken on. I think there's definitely a strong disposition regarding how people should be treating each other. And at the end of the day, whether we're male or female, we're still human. We're not perfect people. I understand that, but there has to be some understanding that there's just certain things that not even society expects you to do, but it's just morals I think it's, there's just some stuff that morally shouldn't be done. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, morally, you shouldn't go around beating on old people. Like, that's just some shit that, you know, society, yeah. But morally, you should feel a certain type of way putting your hands on somebody a lot older than you. Like, so.
I gotta start working, like, 45 minutes. So, I'm gonna wrap this up before she gets sucked into it again.
Oh, shush.
All right.
Well, this has been Miss Bounce.
This is Sega.
Thanks for tuning in.